So, in the last track, we talked about getting the iPhone and iDevice paired with the EasyLink. We talked about establishing a connection on the fly, and we looked at some of the menu options contained within the menu of the EasyLink. In this chapter, we're going to talk about using the EasyLink with the Braille display. I'll tell you some of the chords that are very useful that you can do. I'll show you how to navigate around the phone. We'll talk about text input and cursor routing, as well as me giving you some of the hints and tips that I've found having used this product for the past year have really worked very well for me. Obviously, in order to demonstrate this properly, I'm going to have the speech turned on the iPhone so you can actually hear what I'm doing. But one of the really powerful things about using Braille with the iPhone and using the EasyLink with the iPhone or any other iDevice for that matter, is that you can work completely silently. So an M for mute and the space bar will toggle the speech on and off at any time. So say, for example, you're on a long train journey or something and you want to listen to music, but you also want to be on Twitter or maybe check your emails, but you don't want the voiceover sounds and the speech interrupting your appreciation of that great stereo Barry Manilow. Well, you can do that, no problem, because you can mute the speech by doing an M chord. And you can also, and this is one of the things they brought in iOS 7, mute the sounds of voiceover as well. And there, again, is a really cool way of controlling the rotor using the Braille display without having to do that horrible twizzy gesture. It took me about 5,000 years to get used to. So obviously, I've got the speech enabled for this so that you can hear what I'm doing. But really important that you remember about the M chord to mute the speech from absolutely anywhere. You can do it on the fly and it's a toggle. So M chord mutes and unmutes the speech, which I'll demonstrate in just a second. Right now, my EasyLink is turned off and my iPhone is in lock mode. So let's get things happening here by turning on the EasyLink with that famous K chord. Just waiting for the Braille to come up now and say EL12, which it obediently has done. Now I grovel for my iPhone and I press the unlock button on the screen of the iPhone.
1422.
And I right flick.
Friday the 18th of July.
There, it's connected.
Unlock.
And I'm just going to double tap unlock, which I've done.
Messages.
And now I'm on the home screen of my iPhone. And you've just heard it say messages. And on the Braille display, I'm also seeing messages as well. So just to demonstrate what I mean about the M chord, if I do M and the space bar now,
speech off.
That's turned the speech off. You'll hear the voiceover sound is still there as I flick around here with the joystick. But the speech is turned off. And the M chord again,
speech on.
I've turned the speech back on. So that is really, really good. So let's now, using the joystick, navigate the home screen of my iPhone. And I do that just by joysticking to the right.
Calendar, camera, stocks, photos. Notes, utilities for game center, weather, contacts, weather.
Right, let's say I want to go in and have a look at the weather. I've got two things I can do here. I can either press the joystick down, or alternatively, I can put my finger on the W of weather and just slide it slightly back towards the cursor routing strip, which will also do a double tap. So let me do that. My finger's on the W of weather now, so I'm going to just move my finger back.
Weather.
And that
trend, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees,
has Friday, opened up the weather app, and it's 26 degrees, it's about 45 degrees here at the moment. And I can now use my pan buttons on the Braille display, which are obviously the two round buttons on the left and the right hand foremost part of the display, to pan through this. So right now, I see Stoke-on TR, and then we've run out of Braille, so I hit the right pan button. And I see the rest of Trent. I see mostly cloudy. And I'm just panning right here. 26 degree. It's Friday. High is 26 degrees. The low is 16. And now it's spoken again because I've got to the next line. So the cursor is following along with me. But it only speaks when the cursor is dragged to the next line. So you can pan left and right, no problem, without any speech at all, until such times as the cursor moves. And then if you've got the speech enabled, it's going to speak to you. So panning left and right is really useful. We're actually in the weather now, and I want to get out of the weather. Now, keep in mind that we haven't at all disabled the touchscreen here. The touchscreen is still very active. And there are sometimes some occasions where it's faster to use the touchscreen because you just know where something is. But you don't have to do that if you don't want to. Equally, there are many other times when using the Braille display correctly with the right key combinations, you can actually jump around the screen an awful lot faster than a standard Bluetooth keyboard user can do. Let's press the home button now to get back to the main screen. And I can do that on the EasyLink by pressing an H and the space bar.
Weather.
There we go. Now, if I want to jump to the top of my home screen, which is the far most left point of my home screen where messages is, I can just do an L and the space bar, L to take me to the left hand side of the screen.
Messages.
And it's done it. And even better than that, if I want to jump down to the dock at the right hand end of the screen, I can just do a 4-5-6 chord.
Music.
And there we are. I'm at the right hand most point of my dock and I can now joystick left.
Safari. Phone. Mail.
There we go. That's my dock. So again, those sorts of quick navigation things, L chord to take you to the top, 4-5-6 chord to take you to the bottom. And L chord and 4-5-6 chord also work in documents as well. Sometimes it may not always be restricted to the text, that depends on the screen of the iPhone, but for sure you'll always get to the very top, well not exactly the very top, but the very top of the real screen. Of course, above the data screen on an iDevice is the status line. And the status line you'll probably want to check pretty regularly to find out how little battery you've got left, or maybe to find out how much phone signal you've got or Wi-Fi signal. Again, nothing stops you from touching the top of the screen as you conventionally would. However, you can do an S for status and the space bar, and you'll get right there. I'll do it.
2 of 5 bars. Signal strength.
And it's jumped me straight there, and I can see that I've got 2 of 5 bars, signal strength. I can then basically pan right,
O2,
and it's showing me O2, pan right again, I've got 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars, it's showing me the time, just all the stuff you'd expect to see on the status bar. Now, it can sometimes be a bit tricky to get off that status bar because, of course, what you've done here is taken the cursor to somewhere or the Braille display to somewhere that's illegal for the cursor to get to. So in my experience, the best, and there's no written way of doing this, but in my experience, the best way to get back to the where you were with your iPhone is just to do a B chord. And a B chord effectively jumps the cursor back off the status line and to where you were on the screen. So if you recall, when we went to the status line, we were on the messages icon. I pressed the S chord, which took me there. And then I did a B chord, which then jumped me back off the status bar and back to where I was on my iPhone before examining the status line. So that's some navigation things. Let's now talk about text input, because this needs a little time spent with it, because nothing to do with the EasyLink, but much more to do with the ramifications of Grade 2 text input and iOS. Let's use the joystick and navigate to Notes, and we'll go in the Notes app.
Calendar, camera, stocks, photos, notes.
Right. And now I'm going to press the joystick in, because last time I moved my finger off to press it to route it from the N.
Notes.
Now, I know that the Compose button, which is what I want, is at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. And I could, of course, find that on the touch screen if I wanted to. But because I know it's there, I can just jump down to the bottom right of the screen with a 4-5-6 chord.
Compose.
And there's the Compose button. And again, I could either press the cursor routing button or the joystick in to activate that button.
Note. Text field.
And it then said note text field, and we're now in a text input area. Now, because I have my settings set to grade 2, iOS is now assuming that I'm going to input in grade 2. And the way grade 2 input works is that it translates on the spacebar in this version of iOS 7. So as you're typing in text, you will see nothing on the Braille display until you press the space bar, and only then, when you're in contracted mode, will you see the result of what you've typed. So I'm going to type hello, which I've done, and I'm seeing nothing on the Braille display, but I hit the space bar.
Space. Hello.
And it said hello, and I can see that, and I'm going to type this
space.
Me
space.
Typing
space. Typing
on the
space.
iPhone
space.
to my listeners.
My space.
Now, if you've got the speech enabled, it can slow you down a bit. So basically, my best advice is if you're typing in meetings or whatever and you want to type really quickly, just do an M chord to shut the speech up. Type away and then M chord again to toggle the speech back on. So we now have some text here. Let's say, for example, I wanted to change the word listeners. Let's say I want to change the word me or delete the word me. That's no problem. If I want to delete the word me, the simplest thing to do is to bring my cursor to the right of the E. And I do that. I've got my finger in the space now where between the E and the T, i.e. me typing. And I'm now just going to slide my finger up to bring the cursor into that space, which I've done. And so it's now to the right of the E. And the way to delete the word me, well, there are lots and lots of ways of doing it. You can do fancy things like select the text and things like that that I won't go into here. The fastest way to do it with a small amount of text is by using the delete function, i.e. the backspace function. And logically enough, on the Braille display, that's a D and the space bar. So I'll do D once,
E,
and there's the E gone,
M,
and there's the M gone. So I've now deleted the word me. And I can see it says, hello, this is, and then there's a space. Now, other forms of correction, correcting words and things like that using grade 2 can be a real pain. And my best advice would be that if you're correcting letters within words, always toggle into grade 1 first. Because if you don't, what iOS will often do is try to do the grade 2 translation of the word, of the letter that you've put in. So let's say, for example, you've missed an S out of a word. Your cursor roots where you want the S to appear. You leave it in grade 2 and you type S. That will probably end up being translated as so. So my best advice to you, as far as inputting it and correcting is concerned, is by all means input in grade 2. If you want to do it quickly, as I said, turn off the speech. But if you want to correct and you want to correct quickly and easily, always switch into grade 1 before you make single letter corrections, because that then saves you having to deal with the ramifications, assumptions and presumptions that iOS is going to make. So that's a bit about text input. Again, in a text area, you can L chord to get to the top of your text, 4-5-6 chord to get to the bottom, and you can use your pan buttons and things like that as well. So, that's that note. Let's come out of notes by doing H chord and get back to the home screen.
Notes.
And let's now talk about manipulating the rotor. Because this is something which having a Braille display makes fantastically simple and easy to do. You can turn the rotor by using a combination of keys on the Braille display. So, if you want to turn the rotor clockwise, you can do 5-6 and the space bar. And if you want to turn it anti-clockwise, you can do 2-3 and the space bar. I will demonstrate. So let me do a 5-6 in the space bar and turn this rotor clockwise.
Language.
So it said language.
Characters. Words. Headings. Speech rate. Containers.
Right, let's go back to speech rate. So I'm going to click it anti-clockwise once with 2-3 chord.
Speech rate.
And now, in order to change that element of the rotor, all I need do is use my joystick up and down.
55%, 50%, 45%, 40%, 20%.
There you go, works. And then to crank it up again, use the joystick up.
50%.
Okay, and that's it done. Now I can go to another element of the rotor. Let's go anti-clockwise.
Headings, words, characters, language, sounds.
Now, this is another really good thing with the Braille display. There's the voiceover sounds, and the sounds are on at the minute. So if I just joystick down.
Sounds off.
And if I now turn off the speech.
Speech off.
Which I've done. I'm now going to navigate around, and I see calendar, stocks, photos, notes, utilities, games, weather, contacts, app store, maps, passbook, Facebook, settings, etc. Without hearing a single thing. going back to what I was saying before, that if you're listening to music or something and you still want to do all the textual things with your iPhone and don't want to have that lovely Barry Manilow stereo, so many of you listen to Barry Manilow, you don't want that Barry Manilow stereo disturbed, then you can basically turn off the sounds and you can turn off the speech. Toggling back on is simple. I just do an M chord to get my speech back on. And then I press the joystick down because I haven't moved the rotor.
Page one of two.
Sorry, I was on the page thing there, so I'll just give a left one. There we go.
Sounds on.
And there's the sounds on again. So rotor navigation with 2-3 chord and 5-6 chord is brilliant. And once you've found the bit of the rotor you want to tweak, then use the joystick up and down and you can do it. What else is useful? Where to end, really? Another fantastic thing you can do is that you can jump into the control center and the notification center with keystrokes. I use the control center all the time for doing things like turning Wi-Fi on and off when I'm on the move and turning Don't Disturb on and off, etc. And to get into the control center with the Braille display, you just do a 2-5 chord. I will demonstrate.
Control center, airplane mode.
There we go. That's the control center. And now I can just joystick left and right. Dot one chord and dot four chord also do the same, by the way, as joystick left and right. As ever, 5,000 ways to do everything. And so if I go to something in the control center I want to turn off.
Wi-Fi, on Bluetooth, do not disturb, off.
There we go. So there's do not disturb and it's off at the moment. I can just press the joystick in.
On.
In again.
Off.
There we go. So that's the control center. H chord to get back to the home screen.
Messages.
And similarly, you can do a 4-6 chord to get yourself into the notification center.
Notification center. Today. Button.
And again, you can just navigate around that using the navigation tools that we talked about. And once again, H chord, and you can jump out of there. So there are loads and loads and loads of different things that you can do with combinations of keys on the EasyLink and with the joystick and particularly with the cursor routing. And I've really only scratched the surface of those things, but I hope I've given you a taste for the amazing range of features and facilities you have at your fingertips with your fantastic EasyLink Touch.